Well, good morning and welcome, and I'm so glad you are here for this Sunday's presentation as we have Tim and Dina Stromstedt with us. They are our missionaries serving with Hogar de Vida. What's that, Homes of Life? Is that the Spanish? I know two words of Spanish now. And we are excited to have an update from them. They are with us for a few more weeks, and they'll be heading back down to Guatemala. And I think Dina's going to go first and then Tim, and we're looking forward to hearing from you as you give us an update and an encouragement and help us grow in our own prayer for you and for the ministry that God has for us. So come on up and share with us.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Sunday. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. First of all, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to share with you today. I've said often in these last couple of weeks, when we come here, it's like coming home. And I just want to say thank you on the front side for always embracing us, loving us, coming up alongside of us, and allowing us to just be a part of you for a season. When we came home, it wasn't planned, but God planned it. And it really is a gift. It's a gift for us to be here. It's a gift for us to be part of Resurrection and the community that surrounds us here. And our heart's desire is to spur you on as you spur us on. So let's pray. Father God, we give you thanks for this day. Thank you, Father, for the freedom that we have in this land to come together. Father, we don't take it for granted, but we take advantage of the coming together of the body of Christ, for we are your people. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to just be in and amongst us today as we share. Would you open our hearts to receive what the Spirit of God is saying for each one of us? And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm just going to talk to you from my heart today. So I might bunny trail a little bit here and there, but it's a passion that's been burning in me over the last months, and I just wanted to take an opportunity to share it this morning since I have. And then we're going to weave in a little bit of Hogar de Vida, because Home of Life, which is part of why we're here, is to kind of to give you an update on what's happening down there. But what's happening is the kingdom of God is being established here in Beltrami, here in this place, in Guatemala, in Costa Rica, and around the world. For anybody that has their eyes open, we are not asleep, right? We are not asleep. The end is coming closer. Each day we're one day closer to the return of Jesus. And thus we have opportunity and homework. I was going to say tarea, which is Spanish for homework. We have an opportunity and a responsibility wherever it is that God has placed you. So we're going to read out of Psalm 127. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. So probably we'll read a little bit differently for you all. It says, unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is useless. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like sharp arrows in a warrior's hands. How happy is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gate. So we're going to unpack this just a little bit and put it into perspective for us at Hogar de Vida and also for you all. It says, unless the Lord builds the house, the work of its builders is useless. Can you imagine building a house? Building a ministry, building a church, building a family, and it would be useless. So it says, unless the Lord builds the house. Often Tim, and I hear in his conversations with people, you know, his passion always is, did you hear the Lord and are you obeying it? But the word he has been using recently is it authorized? Is it authorized? What you're doing or the direction that you're going, is it authorized? In other words, does it come from God? And I believe that that is one of the areas that's really difficult for us sometimes. I'll speak us of the North American culture. We are a blessed culture. We are a productive culture. We are a culture of many talents and gifts. And so it's easy sometimes for me or for us to do what seems best, to just do that. And sometimes it's not authorized. When David was finishing his life, King David, and he wanted to build the temple, and he called a prophet. Prophet Nathan came and says, "It's a great thing. Build the temple and the blessing of the Lord be on you." That night, Nathan went home and the God came to him and said, "Nathan, go back to King David. That is not my plan. It was for his son Solomon." And when I first heard that brought into perspective, my teacher said, a lot of things are good, sound good, even can be not bad things, but is it of God? Is it spiritual? Is it authorized? Unless the Lord protects the city, it's useless, the sentries that are guarding it. So our invitation today is, what is God saying to us? Because we don't want to be toiling and doing things uselessly. The day is short for us as the body of Christ today. It says in verse 2, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest." In a children's ministry, it's a 24/7. It's day and night, day and night. And sometimes it feels like overwhelming. But God, in the midst of that, is saying to us, in Hogar de Vida, Guatemala, and Costa Rica, how do you labor and find rest? Because God gives his beloved rest. And the answer to that question is doing things that are authorized by the Lord. Amen? Being about spending our energies on what he is indicating for us to do. Chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Children are a gift from the Lord." Another translation says, "Children are a great gift from the Lord. They are a reward of him. Children born to a young man are like sharp arrows in a warrior's hands." That's the verse that over the last months has really been highlighted for us at Home of Life, both in Guatemala and Costa Rica. Because the same as the doctrines of the society that we're living in and the cultures of what's being taught to our children indoctrinated is leaking quickly into Central America. And so the Lord impressed on our hearts just the recognition once again that working with children is of great value. It says here, children. Children, I think in the context it's speaking specifically of birth children, adopted children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children of faith or spiritual children. I want to include that because not all of us are in a season of having young children. Young children are formed when they're little, but spiritual children are formed when they're little too, independent of age. And I would also include the children of Hogar de Vida. We have an opportunity, you with spiritual children, you with physical children, or Hogar de Vida, to actually form them. So I'm going to share a little bit about what's happening in Hogar de Vida, because it says also that children are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. The word warrior for me means a battle, means a fight. We have to fight for our children today. We have to be warring for them today. And this is the day, because our children are the children of today, but also the generation of tomorrow and the next day. So if you would put those pictures up for me, and this is going to go one at a time. As we form children in Hogar de Vida, we get involved in a lot of different ways, because the formation of children isn't like at 7 o'clock every morning. It's 24 hours a day. We form and come alongside children. Just go to that first one. This is one of the formations that we do is with what we call Life Plan. It's where we teach children to work. They have responsibilities. They have gardening. They have opportunity to water their garden, plant their garden, weed their garden, harvest their garden, sell their harvest. And so that is on your left side, that is Jessica and Gaspar and Juanita. Every Saturday morning is time to go to the garden. And one of the things that is so important is the work ethic. That is being lost in much of our culture today. But the work ethic is that place where you teach that stick-to-itiveness, that going here in this community, I don't have really even have to address that because you guys are hard workers. I see it all around me, but not everybody has that opportunity to learn that. And so one of the things in the physical way that we are training children is to be good workers. So those are cucumbers that they harvested, so then they sell them. Most of the time they sell it to us, to the staff, or to Hogar de Vida itself, and then they each get a little bit of what the money that they sell. So and along with the hard work, the responsibility, the process, then we take whatever they earn and we teach them that 10% is the tithe. The first 10% goes to the Lord. It's what belongs to Him. The principle, the spiritual principle of tithing. You can show the next. And that is a picture. Unfortunately, because we can't always show faces of children because of the confidentiality rules in the from the government. This is a picture of 3 weeks ago, what was called the First Fruits Church Service. So the children from Hogar de Vida went to their garden and they brought to the church their first fruits. They do it physically and offered it. And then that's given to the pastors and then people in the community. But it's that principle, the spiritual principle of your first fruits going to the Lord. There they are harvesting again. Also in their life plan, we have pigs. And pigs are actually going to be a source of hopefully reaching out into the surrounding areas to what we call the aldeas. Families that are poor, families that don't have very much opportunity. And then we're going to help them with maybe a pair of pigs so that they can produce something. And then, but not only bring production for their family, help other families in their community. So that's Gaspar actually feeding the pigs. So the spiritual part is the most important, which we showed at the beginning, because you can give food, clothing, education, even how to be a hard worker. All of those things are good and great and necessary. But if you forget the eternal part, then really what we're doing, like Psalm 127 says, is useless. We must give them the eternal, that which is forever, that which was last forever. This is Cecilia and her mom. Cecilia was brought to Hogar de Vida when she was just a tiny, tiny baby. Her mama could not take care of her, actually gave her up. One thing I like to do is always honor the parents of the children that come. The children come for some reason. They can't be with their family of origin. But the reasons are varied. And a lot of times it's not the parents don't love their children. It's just they can't take care of them for whatever reason. So Cecilia came at very young age, weeks old. And on October 2nd, she turned 3 years old. So basically, Hogar de Vida had the opportunity to form her. The formative years are those first years where children learn to be secure. Children learn to be loved. Children learn all the cognitive things of school and up and down and around and in and out and all of those things. But the most important, those formative years, is that the child knows that they're secure and that they're loved. So Cecilia, she is a leader. She's only 3 years old, but she could be the president of Guatemala one day. She's one of those little girls that has spunk, leadership, sharp as a tack, talks nonstop very well. About 8 months ago, this mama came back up on the radar of Hogar de Vida, or the government radar. And in the process of those 3 years, she was able to realize that she had made a mistake. So our social worker went to bat for her, and together with the government agencies, to see what would be the possibility that Cecilia could go back to her mom. God created families. That is the best. If it's a safe place, that is the best place. And so on October 25th, a few weeks ago, Cecilia was given back to her mama. But Cecilia has Jesus in her. Cecilia can sing a multitude of songs. Cecilia has lots of the Word of God memorized and part of her. Cecilia will be light in her community. God says some people water, some people plant, some people water. But who brings the harvest? God brings the harvest. Cecilia's life will bring harvest for the kingdom of God. That mama lives where she has to walk 3 hours to get cell service. So it was even a miracle that we were able to find her and connect with her. But there's nothing impossible with God. Next picture. Go to the next one. I'm going to come back to that one. So this is Domingo and Juanita. They are a sibling group. This is the day that they had to sell their typical food in the civil activities of Hogar de Vida, or actually of the community. Domingo was a 12-year-old that came into Hogar de Vida, and there's a phrase that says, children learn what they live. Domingo lived on the street, rejected, abandoned, learned a lot of things that he shouldn't have learned, and God brought him to Hogar de Vida. His coming into Hogar de Vida was difficult because we're not a prison, but we are an enclosed compound. So his tendency was to escape. He also had learned to steal. And so more than one time, he brought a telephone home from school, and we had to walk with him back to repent, to ask for forgiveness, to give the telephone back. Those are all training, life training situations that happen inside of Hogar de Vida. And then one day he comes to me and he says, Hermana Dina, I want to give my heart to Jesus. So right there in that salon, in that moment, that young little boy, Domingo, gave his heart to Jesus. That is what's the most important. But those habits don't change overnight. And so the team, the staff had to accompany Domingo as he relearns old patterns. He escaped more than once again. He stole again. But the very last time that he lifted the wallet of one of our workers, Ruben was able to, in the end, find out that it had been Domingo had taken it. He had hidden it down by the pigs, you know, all of those kind of things. But when Ruben found out, he said, can I handle this? So Ruben, also a young man that grew up in Hogar de Vida, took time to sit down with Domingo, to where Domingo, and he gave him opportunity to confess. So Domingo confessed his sin. Ruben was able to forgive him, and Ruben was able then to orientate him to what is right. You know, we all fall short. And Ruben said to me, Dina, nobody took time when I was that little to form and orientate me. Children are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. And warring means taking time. And I think in our culture, time is what we don't often have. Oh, I'm too busy. I'll do that later or whatever. But with children, it is so important, physical children or spiritual children, that we take time to orientate them. You guys are in hunting season, and what's the bullseye? The deer, right? But in a bullseye, in a target, you have the center, and then you have the rings that go out. Outside of the bullseye is what the world offers. Or outside of the target is what the world offers. But what do we have an opportunity to do? Form children to hit the bullseye. What is the bullseye? For me, for the children, for all of us in this room, being like Jesus, holiness. God says, be holy as I am holy. And that is a forever process until we meet him, right? The word of God, knowing the standard. Today, the world says, if you want to change your gender, you can change your gender. That's not in the word of God. But if you don't know the word of God, then how will you be able to hit that bullseye? The fruits of the spirit, live in love, joy, peace. That's in the target. And that is our heartbeat with the children, that they know what is the target. And as warriors, come alongside of them, work alongside of them, be compassionate. You know, we have this saying in a children's ministry, their behavior is their voice. Go beyond the behavior. What are they trying to say? It's the same thing with us adults. Our behavior is our voice. Let's go beyond and see the heart of one another to encourage us all to hit what is the bullseye, right? The Word of God. The principles of the Word of God, because that is the standard that is never going to change. Now, I'm going to go back to, so Domingo is not with us anymore. He recently was transferred to another children's home because of his age. But this is the heartbeat of Hogar de Vida. Tim's the grandpa, and the kids fight to stay on his lap. But what does that do? It's a place where children can have safe hugs, affection, and love. And that's what our Heavenly Father wants to do with us. So how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we orientate children, point them? How do we battle for one another so we hit the bullseye? One of the ways, it's not the only way, but one of the most powerful ways is to pray. To pray. To talk to the one who knows. To talk to the one who is the bullseye. Personally, me, Dina, you, each one of you, it's not what happens on Sunday morning. It's what happens every day of the week. Read your Bible, as the gentleman shared today. Be in the Word. But then it's together as families, couples, Tim and I, together. Tim and Dina and Marvie now, coming together and praying for the community, for the needs that are on us, and also in corporate prayer. I believe the enemy works overtime to keep us from praying. So I want to make an invitation to you as a church body, to that place of corporate prayer. Come together. The Word of God says 1 against 1,000, 2 against 10,000. Put a whole community together. And that's where we get to war and battle and be warriors, sending children, people, to what is the bullseye. Matthew 7:21 says, and I'm going to come back around to what Tim was sharing, or Tim's word about things being authorized. And I didn't realize that this particular translation used this word. So as we ask the Lord to build our house so that we don't build in vain, as we ask the Lord to protect our city so we're not protecting it in vain, as we ask the Lord to help us be warriors to point children, spiritual children, one another to the bullseye, it's for a purpose. And what is that purpose? That the Father would say to us in the end, well done. But in Matthew 7:21-23, it reads like this. The title of here, it says, True Disciples. It says, not all people who sound religious are really godly. They may refer to me as Lord, but they still won't enter the kingdom of heaven. The decisive issue is whether they obey my Father in heaven. On judgment day, many will tell me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Go away. The things you did were unauthorized. So my question to me, Dina, and to us is, what we are doing on a day-to-day basis, is it authorized? Does it come from the heart of God? Or is it just good things? And the only way for me and you to know that is to be in the presence of him who knows. Jesus, when he was on earth, spent time with his Father so that he could say, I only do what my Father says. How much more? I need that. You need that. We, the body of Christ, the church today, need that. So that what we do is authorized by him. So that when it comes to that final day, because the judgment will come for me, for you, for the world, is what we did authorized? Where we spent our energies, was it authorized? Was it birthed out of the heart of God? That's a challenge for me, for us. And so my prayer for us is 2 Chronicles 7:14. You all know it, but do we do it? It says, if my people, we are his people. I am his people. You are his people. We are his people. But if my people humble themselves, basically recognize our need for Jesus. We can't do it on our own, but with him, we are more than conquerors. Pray. That means talk to God. Pray. Seek his face. Spend time seeking his face. Not his hand, his face. Because when we have his face, we have everything. And then it says, turn from your ways. Turn from your wicked ways. And then the promise is that he will hear us. He will forgive us. He will heal us, restore. He'll restore the children. And then it goes on to say, and he will listen to every prayer made in this place. I would encourage you, Resurrection Free. There's power in prayer. There's power in walking in the authorized direction of God, that we would obey what he says. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being light and salt in this community. And thank you for extending. You are a generous people. And thank you for extending your hand to the Gideons, to Hogar de Vida, Guatemala, Costa Rica, to your neighbor that's close to you. Thank you for doing that. The Lord would say, well done. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be your sons and daughters, your people, to mark a difference in the world that we live in. Thank you, Father, that your heart is that not one would perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of you. Father, my prayer for all of us is that we would not build a house unless you authorize it. We will not do things that are not authorized by you, but we would hear you and obey, and that lives around us would be changed by you, for your honor and glory. Amen.